are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And it is a Wet Nose Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by May Adam, PRVA Clinic, VistaCare, and the folks at Sioux Nation. And joining me this morning from Paws Animal Rescue, it's Jen Uecker. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
And you guys have a project coming up that you could really use some hands for.
We sure could. So if you don't know about our location, we are up at the top of town, back behind Walmart by the ice skating rink. There are no trees and no protection from any of the elements. Our dog yards are on the north and south sides of our building, and they sure get hot. Mm-hmm. So when we have animals out, our volunteers out there playing with them, or potential adoptive families trying to get a feel of how, you know, they get along with the dog, it's really hard to do that, especially in this heat. So we are super excited to put up a pergola in our north dog yard, with hopes of a one in our south dog yard at some point. We are building that this Sunday morning at 8 a.m., and we are looking for a few helping hands to help us construct that. We had a wonderful donation of all of the materials for this project, and Martin Brothers Fencing helped us get the main support post into the ground and concrete it in. So we are just looking for a few hands to help us build the rest of the pergola.
Fantastic. Now, if people have the tools to help out, should they bring those along?
Absolutely. You know, just your basic drill and a bit set would be great. We will have saws and saw horses and the big equipment. But, you know, your own drill would be great, so that we can do an all hands on deck, get this done early in the morning on Sunday before the heat sets in, and we can begin enjoying this beautiful addition to our dog yard.
Yeah, that is going to be great for everybody there, and the weather should be a lot better, a lot more conducive to getting it done, so that's a good thing, too.
Yes, so if you are interested and able to help, please send us a message through our Facebook page or call our hotline, 223-CAT. Leave us a message with your name and phone number. We'll give you a quick call back, and we're really excited to get this project underway.
Yeah, that's going to be wonderful, and you do still need some foster homes for kittens, I hear.
We do. Kitten season hit a little later this year than it normally does, and we have kittens. We have lots and lots of kittens. So if anybody is willing to open up their home for a few of them, help care for them for a couple weeks, a couple months, just till they reach the age where they can come out to the shelter into our general population rooms, that would be fantastic. We take care of all of the supplies, the litter, the food, all of their medical care, so this is at no expense to you. All it takes is just a little of your time and tugs at your heartstrings a little bit.
That's right. So anybody who can help out, reach out and be part of that so that they have a good spot to grow up and get ready to be adopted.
That's right.
All right. Well, some good things going on, and hopefully you get lots of help on Sunday and get that pergola up and be able to take advantage of that.
Yes, we are excited. So as always, all of our information and adoptable animals are on our Facebook page and on our website, peerpaws.com. You can always call our hotline, 223-CAT, with any questions or anything else that you may need from us.
All right. Sounds good. As always, have a good week, Jen, and we'll check in with you next week and see how things are going.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. There's Jen Uecker from Paws Animal Rescue. If you would like to, whether it's be a foster home, you're looking to adopt, or be part of that project, as you said, reach out through Facebook or give them a call, 223-CATS, and you can help them out in one form or another. There is your Wet Nose Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by May Adam, the Peer VA Clinic, VistaCare, and Sioux Nation.